their stages of grief in life, in football. Two nights ago, I woke up rerunning plays in my head and reimagining what a different outcome would feel like, repicturing next time's wardrobe. I think I'll skip the flying pig put on my head as I had on Sunday. Last night, I woke up just as frequently, but reflexively felt moved to gratitude. Just to spend so much conversation and thought on a game shows what a charmed life we have. And now today, we give even greater thanks for that gift and pray that others may so receive it. Today, as I mentioned, is the anniversary of the 1973 Roe versus Wade decision legalizing abortion in our country. Many in our country, our area, even from our Notre Dame Seminary, went to Washington last week to march for life, to show in mass that all life should lead to a reflex of gratitude. This Sunday's New York Times took another tact, including a special section entitled, "A Woman's Rights. More and more laws are treating a fetus as a person and a woman as less of one, as states charge pregnant women with crimes." It's an eye-opening read, as its editorial board takes aim at personhood laws, those that acknowledge the life of the unborn in the prosecution of crimes. When is life life, is the underlying question, which we would answer quite differently than the New York Times editorial board. Why is exalting the unborn human person a denigration of women, I would ask. We have much to be grateful for, much more left to do, as it's not just Jesus in today's gospel fighting the unjust application of law. Today, may we thank God for life, living this day in greater gratitude.